The results are in. HR professionals are taking a beating, they're overworked, drowning in paper, and looking for help. Total respect to all in the HR profession, and I mean that in a very pandering way. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing creative, and podcast host for this episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. So I just got back from the Wisconsin SHRM Conference. To reset from our last podcast, in Wisconsin, there is an annual conference for members of the Society of Human Resource Management, where attendees get the latest information needed for them to take care of the employees at their company and make sure that they are following all the best practices and laws to keep their company and their employees safe. Attendees range from those with years and years of experience, those fresh out of college, and in their first HR gig, speakers talk about everything HR, from succession planning to hiring to diversity to marijuana testing and COVID practices. Exhibitors, like us at the benefit companies, include insurance brokers, payroll vendors, benefits and retirement plan providers, colleges and universities, promotional companies. As an exhibitor, our team talks with attendees about what they are dealing with in their work world, and every story is different and engaging. So with that said, here is my extensive research from the SHRM conference. My teammates Tim and Barb were the primary voices for us this time, and I was backup or in the bullpen when they needed a break. So I had a total of maybe 10 conversations with attendees. They had way more than I did. But out of those 10 conversations, I heard, not surprisingly, that these attendees were all struggling with administrative task workflow, too much paper, recruiting, and a desire to make processes more automated. Again, my conclusion after these 10 or so conversations was, they all need us. I feel there is no further need for research. Want to hear a couple of examples? Of course you do. First story, I talked with an HR manager, let's call her Madonna, to protect her privacy. Company on the grow with 80 employees. Madonna is the entire HR team. As this company started and grew, they hired vendors for payroll, benefits, and retirement plan. And the three systems, along with her own handling of the HR piece, are not talking to each other and creating extra work for her. She is mostly paper processes and needs to find a solution to manage the entire HR piece from hiring and onboarding through enrollment and beyond. You could hear it in her voice. It was a long past time to find a solution. But her biggest pain, or immediate pain, was certainly the management of the benefits program and the lack of service the broker was providing. We will have an opportunity to tell her more about what we do and offer options to solve those pains. Story 2, Company 2, has about 1,000 employees and a team of 3 HR professionals taking care of them. The 2 HR pros I talked to, let's call them Thelma and Louise, had both joined the company in the past couple of years. Their previous companies had automated systems in place for HR, payroll, benefits, and retirement. Not so at the current company. Everything, and they said, repeat that, everything was done on paper. Again, we will be talking to them soon as well. And then there's the story about the company with 2,500 employees across the country. They are managing their workforce on a homegrown, home-built workforce management system built by one of their IT team. It's not going to be sustainable going into the future. And this HR pro, let's call her Adele, had a look of exhaustion on her face. We will be talking with her as well. As she gets through enrollment at the end of the year here, she wants to talk about what's inevitably going to happen. It's a change for her and her company. And we confirmed with her that she will have us in mind as those conversations develop. One more kind of interesting chat. Old friend of mine on an HR team for a company of about 100 employees. We'll call her Cher. Her main focus right now is recruiting. And she hates the fact that in the process, candidates have to enter all their information twice. She is frustrated that leadership at her company does not see this as an issue, and that candidates will be opting out rather than applying because they put in their entire resume manually after submitting their resume. So again, after exhaustive research, my conclusions are as follows. 1. HR hates redundancy. 2. HR hates paper and spreadsheets. 3. HR would rather be doing human resources than processing paper, making address changes, updating dependents, or doing the work themselves because their vendor partners can't seem to get it done right. 4. HR does not mind telling me what's bothering them. I think they use this conference as therapy. 5. HR wants simple, reliable, efficient. Which leads to 6, which is, we can help with all of that, even the therapy part. Now, to be clear, I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm an introvert that listens and hears everything. And as Chandler from Friends would say, I'm not good with advice. Can I interest you in a sarcastic comment? So for conversations 1, 2, and 3, we will be in contact and we will have a discovery chat about their pain and what they might want to know about us. We'll see where those lead. For conversation 4, Cher can call me anytime to vent. Again, not a licensed therapist, but I listen and we get along great. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, I did additional research of the other vendors at this conference and concluded they all do one or two of the things that we do, but none of them do all the things we do. And none of them can do all of it in-house. So best summed up maybe by one brand new attendee. She's fresh out of college and in her first HR gig. And she said, wow, you do all the things. That may be our new marketing campaign. Connect and simplify. We do all the things. By the way, I think it's safe to say that none of these HR professionals can really afford to be away from their office for 2 or 3 days. But this time away is critical. It's educational. They get continuing education credits. They keep current. They get ideas on how to handle their workload. And it gives them opportunity to meet and connect with other professionals dealing with similar pain. So it is therapy. So at a risk of getting written up, consider giving your HR team a hug or maybe just a fist bump and tell them you appreciate them. They have a tough gig. Until next time, thanks for listening to this episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. Be well.
Find our podcast Inside Connect and Simplify in all of the following places so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Go to connectandsimplify.com/podcast to find our entire library of podcasts. You can also find us on Alexa, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and Podbean. Thanks for listening.